Advice. Pussyfoot, this is the holiday show for 2008. I'm joined by Matt Alsberg. Matt, again, hello.
Hi there, Matt.
And the inimitable.
The indefatigable.
Mr. Grinch, Bah Humbug. What's your persona, Mr. Eddie Rouse? Thank you for being on the show again. What's your persona for the holidays? For the holidays, are you a Grinch, or are you like kind of like you're looking forward to be Baby New Year in a little diaper and a bonnet? What's going on this holidays?
Nothing. I'm just here. I'm going to sleep right through Christmas.
Uh-huh.
If I see Santa Claus, I'll smack him.
Now, what's the deal? You were down in you were out of Los Angeles for a minute. You went to North Carolina.
Yeah, I went back to North Carolina just to chill out and see old friends and get a
You said get Hollywood out of your brain.
Get Hollywood out of my brain. Hollywood drive you crazy. A good crazy, but crazy nonetheless.
Agreed.
Get ready for the new year.
Agreed. 09's going to be good. It's all fine in 09.
Yeah, Obama's in office. He better make it good. We'll deport his ass back to Haiti. Where is he from?
Originally?
Haiti.
Hawaii.
Yeah,
he's from a number of places.
Hawaii, Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, we only playing.
Well, Eddie.
Obama seems to be, he's going to be good for the country, good for the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, if not, I guess they're going to ship him into space and he'll be on the first Mars landing.
According to Father Estrada, he's going to be very good.
Yeah. Father Estrada. Feeling him.
Is
feeling
he the one that was on Chips?
Is it
the daddy of Eric Estrada?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Chips. Eddie, three stellar questions.
Stellar questions. That means they bullshit. I got it.
They ain't bullshit. Trust me. I'm telling you. These are good. Two are holiday themed, and one is just
regular.
Vaguely Hollywood.
Is it okay to drink eggnog under the tree?
No.
Or top of the tree?
Come on. These are legit serious questions. What do you see?
Legit.
This isn't just mistletoe, tongue, or no tongue. These are serious.
Exactly.
These are the questions that are relevant during Christmas. Tongue under the mistletoe or no tongue. It depends what you want.
By the way, what's your policy? This is a bonus question. If you're under the mistletoe with a young lady, do you just all the way in there or what?
I believe in carrying a mistletoe in my pocket.
All right, question number one. Time to get serious. Time to get serious. Real fucking serious.
We're going to get serious
for the holidays. Eddie.
Yeah.
My band has won 3 Battle of the Band contests in the Tri-County area in the past 6 months. There is a holiday Battle of the Bands coming up on New Year's Eve, and I have seen the other bands that we are going up against, and we are going to destroy them. My question to you is this. When do you think is a good time to just say goodbye to small-town life, to mom and dad, and move up to New York or Los Angeles? And should we move before it's too late? Thank you, Ethan, 19, from Greenwich.
Yeah, well, Ethan from Greenwich. Greenwich what?
I would assume Connecticut, if he's saying.
Great. Get out of Connecticut, dude.
Yeah,
Ethan in Greenwich, Connecticut. I'm guessing they're not like a. Like a funk band.
You never know, man. It could be.
It could be.
Music comes out of strangest places.
Mm-hmm.
But Ethan. I was once posed the question that do you want to be a big fish in a small pond because you're afraid of the ocean? Is my question to you. Second, grow some balls. You know, you get one shot at life, and to sit around second-guessing yourself is foolish, and you're never going to be totally prepared to do anything. You just start out and do it. Make a plan and be able to alternate your plan spontaneously. Ethan, if your band is all that, and I think they are where you live, then take it on the road, you know? Put it on the big stage. What do you got to lose? You can always go home and get a job at Kmart. You cannot always follow your dream. There comes a time of too late. I don't believe in such a concept, but I waste a lot of time, you know, sitting around and dreaming about the big time. And basically, to be real, you know, I was scared of the big time because if you fail in the big time, it's hard to go home. Hollywood is full of what I call the ghost of Hollywood. They like, you know, actors, singers, musicians, very, very talented people. They just didn't make the connection, whether they didn't get the luck side of it or the connection side of it, and all three of those components along with talent then come together. And it's hard to go home when you're a big dog at home. So what do you say? Because people want to nail you, especially your enemies.
Yeah, you come limping back home. Yeah. It's like, oh, you come
can't
back
make it in Hollywood, motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
You ain't all that. So, but the thing is, what's his name, Ethan?
Ethan, yeah.
Ethan. Sound like the furniture company, Ethan Allen.
American Patriot, by the way.
Yes. Yeah. Ethan, are you an American Patriot? No, but Ethan, take a chance, man. January 1st, 2009.
You know,
this is the time of change. That's right. Pack your shit and move. I mean, if Obama can get into the White House, anything is possible in the universe. I mean, aliens have to make U-turns because Obama got a White House. Like, what the fuck is happening on Earth? You know, they ain't even coming here no more. You know,
would you give him, okay, let me ask you this, just follow up for me. Would you say to Ethan, hey, shelf life, give yourself 4 years, 5 years, lay out some sort of plan, and if you don't hit your goals by that point, then it's back to Greenwich?
No, don't put no plan on Ethan.
Just do it.
Just do it. Don't give yourself a timeline. That's the first setup for failure, is to put some kind of timeline on it, because you're under the gun. Just say, I ain't coming back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at some point, you got to, you know, drop the net. You got to go for broke. And if you look around you, the people that made it went for broke. There are people living in cars. They dropped everything. Don't buy no shit, man. Get rid of your credit cards. Don't buy no cards you got to make a payment on. Don't buy any, like Robert De Niro said in Heat.
Yeah.
Be ready to drop anything in 10 seconds if you feel the heat around the corner. You know, my prescription for success, you know, basically is you don't buy anything. You don't accumulate anything. You know, your dream is the thing, and everything has to revolve around that. That has to be core and central. If you ain't got balls to be able to live in the streets, I'm not saying that you will. Don't even think about it. If you're only doing it for the money, don't waste your time. You'll never make it, because way before you get the money, you got to struggle. So you got to love it. So, Ethan, back to this first statement I made. Grow some balls. Get up off your ass. Take your band. And listen, if your band don't want to go, fuck them. You go. There's some talented
musicians.
There's
session people out here. There's people looking to join up.
My bonus.
Yeah, you know.
So Eddie, Ethan gets here. He's looking for a congolero.
Oh,
yeah, I'm a congolero, dude. I play.
Gives you a holler. What do you do?
Here you go, Ethan. Find me and remind me that you are. What does he play?
It didn't say that, but
what was the question?
The point is, Ethan, if you come here, you gotta man up. You gotta get here. You gotta grow some nuts.
And once man you're up, here, nigga, man up.
And once you're here, if shit falls apart, you know what? You still got your talent. You can link up with other people.
Yes, right. And you know, I'm a congolero. It's not such a thing. What is it?
Congolero.
Anyway, look me up. I'm always down to play. Ethan and I came out here with absolutely nothing.
And you somebody
put me,
made it.
Somebody put me to the test. They asked me that question. Am I satisfied with being a big fish in a little pond? And I'm scared to take a chance. Well, Ethan, there are no guarantees, but there is one guarantee. At some point, you're going to die, man. So what are you going to do with your life? It ain't about your mama. Ain't about your daddy. Ain't about your kids. It's about you. What do you want to end up in this life? What do you want your epitaph to say? Because the graveyard is full of people. You know, what ifs. Like the movie, what is it? Carpe Diem? What movie is that?
Dead Poets Society.
Dead Poets Society. I love that scene when they look into that glass. Go to your school, Ethan. Go to wherever. Look at a picture of 1909. Somebody in junior high school. And just remember, those people is dead.
Yep.
So, Ethan, my advice to you is, take a chance, man. You ain't got nothing to lose.
Do it now, Hollywood.
Yeah, man. Like the lottery. You got to pay to play, baby.
Exactly. All right, Mr. Allsburg. Question number two.
Mr. Allsburg? Who's Mr. Allsburg?
Matt. Matt Allsburg.
That's your name, Allsburg? Yeah. You sound rich. Yeah, what happened to you? Dropped you in your fucking head.
Yeah, exactly. I dropped the ball. All right, here we go. Number two.
Question number two.
Hello, Eddie Rouse.
Well, hi, you doing, whoever?
I don't want to put my real name on this.
Oh, punk.
Because no. I think you're going to like this one.
Is it a girl?
We'll see. Because my question is kind of embarrassing, and my parentheses hopefully soon to be boyfriend may be listening.
Hush up, girl.
One of the first times we hung out, we listened to the show together. Here we go.
Oh, shit.
I've been dating a great guy for a few weeks now. In that time, we've gone out 5 or 6 times, and I've been thinking it's time to take our relationship to the next level, but I'm nervous.
What level is that?
Let's make this a physical thing.
Mm-hmm. Is that what she's saying? Is that the question you making?
No. Here we go. I've been, for a lack of a better term, flaunting my breasts for 11 years now. I'm 27. I've always been told I had great breasts.
27, 17. She had breasts since she was 16.
I know men will say nothing, but even my I know men will say anything, but even my girlfriends have always commented on them when they've had the chance to see them. Last year, I noticed a small red dot under my left breast and thought nothing of it. Over the course of a few weeks, the dot grew, and after a couple months, I went to the doctor. I was told that I had psoriasis. Needless to say, I've been devastated and have not been as quick to slip into a bikini as I used to be. I've been on a medical regimen since I was diagnosed, but I still get flare-ups, and I'm flaring up right now. So, Eddie, how do I tell him? Should I tell him? Or should I let nature run its course and see if he brings it up? Please, give me a guy's perspective, because, of course, all my girlfriends are going to tell me to just do it. Thanks. From Kat via email.
Wow. First of all, thank you for considering me an honest man. Some people argue that. No. Kat, well, what I would do if I was you is, if the man can't handle it, then it's time to get rid of the man. He has to love you for you and let nature take its course. I don't know what that means. I mean, at some point, you know, as they always say, the truth comes out in the wash. If not, it comes out in the rinse.
Yeah.
So you can't hide the fact if you're going to be serious with this guy. And if he's really into you, he would accept it. He may react or recoil, you know, at first, depending on the extent of the psoriasis. And that's okay. You guys are going to find out a lot about each other, you know, a lot about yourself. I think it's very brave of you to even anonymously put this on the air. You know, I take my hat off to you. But if women have been looking at your breasts for 11 years, I think you got a good chance. This guy ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
Me, personally, I'm not a breast man. I mean, I don't care if they're large, small, or none at all. Doesn't matter to me. I think the most important thing, what's her name again?
Kat? Well, she says her name's Kat.
All right, Kitty Kat.
I'm going to say her real name.
Kat.
Oh, maybe.
The thing is,
maybe
and this
it is. Maybe
old,
it's reverse psychology.
You know, this is, what do you call them things?
An eternal.
Yeah, but it's...
The eternal struggle?
It's BS. Not BS, but, you know, it's...
Hokum?
Not hokum, but it's always said, you know.
Oh, an axiom. It's axiomatic.
Wait, this guy must have went to college.
No.
No, it's a very simple word, man. You know, just this may sound old hat or corny. Thank
corny.
You.
Okay, okay.
Axiom is a college word, but old hat is a...
I word
it. Axiom.
You know, American Literature 101. It's an axiom, Dale. Listen, Kat, let the chips fall where they may. If this guy is really into you, he'll grow to understand that and get used to it. If it gets too personal and too heavy for him at first, turn the lights out.
Yeah.
You know?
You're going to feel that.
You can feel it. Look,
it's
going to
be like a topographical map.
Don't take this the wrong way. You got two breasts. You can just use one. You know?
Well, that's true. That's a good point.
You know, but the thing is, have you also, let's address something else. Have you ever looked into alternative diets and alternative medicines that may help relieve it? I know there's no cure for that, right?
No, it's almost like they're
flare ups, and it's basically varying degrees of intensity.
Yes,
I
don't know.
I've had friends that say sometimes you can look into like changing your diet and like sleeping habits, try and like kind of regulate.
Yeah, I mean,
it's got to be tough to even wear, like, you know, for her, honestly, not to get too scatological about it, but like to wear a bra every day and have that like kind of like irritating, you know, her breast all the time, but. Yeah, it's a tough situation.
But okay, so you're not a breast man. So say you're with a woman as you're wont to do,
mm-hmm.
and you know, she has planter's warts on her hips,
she has what?
On her ass. You know, some
she has
of,
what?
I would say she's all warted up.
Kind of
say she's all warted out.
Dermatological, like it's not a VD or it's not an STD, but she's got something.
So you're Matt. So basically, you're saying, Matt, like it's kind of like this. Like, say whatever part of the woman you're into.
Yeah.
That's I'm into the whole woman. I'm just saying, don't get me wrong. I mean, when I said I'm not a breast man, I didn't mean it because of what's going on with her. I mean,
I can either
take a, you know, they say men are in the breast.
Yeah.
I only made that statement because of that. It doesn't matter to me whether a woman has a big breast or a little breast. In fact, if they big, I really don't want them. They're too big, I smother.
Yeah.
You know, if I want to go to bed, I get a pillow.
Yeah.
You know, but anyway, you know, size of Tangelos, those are cool.
Yeah.
Just a handful, a mouthful. Anyway.
All right. We
hear the holiday season.
It's the holiday season.
All right. Well, cool. It doesn't
but
sound
no. Like... I mean, if she had warts, it depends on how they're configured. It depends on how I feel about the woman. I don't know. That's a tough question, and you're not going to put me on the spot. I'm going to stick to my original thing.
No,
it's beauty is in the eye of the beholder. If he really loves you, he'll get by it. If not...
And to be honest with you, like you said, there was a red flag from the beginning. Been dating this guy for a few weeks now, and you know, now it's like, now they're only thinking about taking it to the next level. Like, the guy's hanging around. He's not just, like, looking to hit it and quit it kind of deal.
You don't know that.
Well, I think it sounds like he's hanging around to me.
A few weeks can mean anything. You know, 3 weekends, you know, maybe
some
he went
guys
out for
are
one
waiting.
Weekend.
Some guys are wait because they have a conquering
27,
attitude.
She's what? She said she's 27. I don't know. It seems like she seems like a nice person via email. I don't think she would date.
Well,
like,
I think
dog.
I
don't think she would
here,
date
I
a dog.
Think,
you two over here.
I think
she
should tell him prior to any kind of intimacy that involves your breasts. I would tell him. In fact, I would tell him before you even think about having sex with this guy, and just get it out in the open, out in the air, and let it, you know, sink, seep in, and you'll see right then why expose yourself if this guy can't handle it.
Right, that's true.
You know. I mean, because I know women don't like rejection, man. Yeah. Yeah. And the last thing she wants to do is unveil her body, and all of a sudden he recoils.
Yeah.
So I would just have a heart-to-heart with him, you know, and get his reaction there. Then you'll know that way you haven't revealed yourself, but you just said what was going on.
Yeah.
And he don't know if it's the truth or not. You could be testing him, see if it's like, you know, guys test women, you know. But, you know, they're gold diggers. You know, sign on the dotted line. You into me or you into my money? Same thing. You into me or you into my body? The body is an important thing. It's a beautiful thing. But, Kat, if it ain't him, you'll find somebody to look beyond that particular challenge. You sound like a great person. And just, I would talk to him.
Okay. All right. Good advice, Mr. Rouse. Third and final question. Hi, Eddie.
Hi.
I'm going to lay this out for you.
Late.
My man and I have been divorced for a few years now. On the market, in the zone, in the kill zone, in the Rouse
that
zone.
That was like an
extended.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. She's a free agent. So, my man and I have been divorced for a few years now. The recession has hit me hard, so I am forced to use his child support payments to buy some of the gifts for our son Angelo's wish list. That said, my son, bless his little heart, still believes in Santa Claus, so I'm afraid that when my ex sees the extravagant gifts, he might blow the lid off of me and Santa. Eddie, I've already purchased these gifts, and Angelo has seen them wrapped under our tree. I have to give them to him now. Should I tell my husband about the purchases ahead of time, or just lay back and see how he will react? Thanks, Linda, 30. From right here
wait,
in California.
Wait, I don't get her current husband?
No, I guess her ex. Like, basically, she's using the ex's money to buy the gifts. Well, Eddie's blown up. Take it.
Is
go ahead, take
Linda
it.
Is Linda calling right now?
Hello? Yeah, I got the mail today. There was nothing in the mail for you. This is my son. He thinks I'm his P.O. box. I'm doing a radio interview. Say hello to the studio audience. You're not junior. I'm junior. You're the third. My son doesn't even know his own.
The third.
Ranking.
You're the junior. You're Eddie Rouse Jr.
Oh, I am the business. Well, thank you. Say it again.
Let him know that.
Say it again.
I said Eddie Rouse Jr. is the business. This is son Eddie Kane, represent Boss Life Entertainment here in LA.
Hey. Nobody told you to try to plug your stuff. Because our sponsors don't like it.
It's all right.
No, it's okay. It's all good.
It's okay.
No, it's okay. No, it's good. Okay. What? I love you too. All right. Bye bye. This has been one of those rare days where I forgot to turn off my phone, so I let you into my private life. Whoever the hell
window.
Is listening,
little window into
you know,
the private life of Eddie Rouse.
Anyway, what was the question?
So yeah, but the question is basically okay. So she's recession hit her.
Ho! Fuck the recession.
Okay.
This is about your son. And I can't see a father.
And
the
only
reason that he would get mad because I'm a father who paid child support payments, and I would not have issue if my ex-wife, invested in my children's happiness. Now, it sounds to me if he gets an attitude, he feels he's paying too much child support, first of all, and he's kind of got a bone to pick with you because you took him to court. And I got issue with that shit. Anyway. But I wouldn't worry about it. I don't see why a father would put the kibosh on his son's fantasy about Christmas because of your spending his money on your son. If he does, it's a good damn thing you did divorce that idiot. All I'm saying is I don't think you should give his son the presents. I don't think it's any of your ex-husband's business what you do. The money, if it's court-funded money to you, you're supposed to use it on the child as you see fit. It has nothing to do with him. Unless y'all got that relationship where y'all talk about that. It doesn't sound like that, because if you got child support, somewhere in the communication, something's broke down and it has to do with money. So y'all are not on amicable terms. So I wouldn't worry about that. The court gave you a check to spend. At least you ain't putting on your back with Gucci. Now, I can see him having an issue with that, because that's, you know, I can see having an issue with that. But it just doesn't seem that your husband will have something to say about that. If he does, something else is going on. Somebody's exactly. missing somebody.
And tensions run high during the holidays. I mean, let's be real, especially with, you know.
A lot of breakups around the holidays.
They've
been broke up for years.
Family dynamics are, you know, are different in every situation. So I think it's good. I think it's good advice, Mr. Ralph.
Yeah, I mean, get the kid what he wants. I mean, your husband got a problem, you know, what's up with that? You got the money? I know women. I'm going to just say this. I got to get this out of my sister. I know women who get the child support payments and the children don't see it. Mm-hmm. You know, it says child support.
Yeah. It's not your support for having a child.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you ain't running around with a $3,000 Dolce & Gabbana bag, you know, and your son's walking around with holes in his shoes. You know, you're not running around with a fur coat and your son's wearing a plastic bag. I mean, I don't understand the problem, you know. Shit. Let your son have fun. It's your son.
See, I think one of the reasons we chose this question out of the ones we got this
just
month.
Just to make me mad.
No, a little bit about, you know, what usually happens if we read them to each other and we talk about it.
They
a
read
bit
to each
and,
other.
And if they inspire
in bed.
Argument and mm-hmm. discussion between us, we know you'll be in them. One of the things I think we saw was that, you know, what about this woman trying to just kind of show her husband up on Christmas with his money.
Kind of putting on, like,
you know, like, oh, mama ain't got the money right now, but mama got a little influx from dad. Right.
Okay, well, let me say this. If you're doing that, if you got the high-end presents and the husband, because he's paying you that money, can't buy his son comparable presents, maybe you're right. Maybe that's where the problem comes
from. Or even, you know, okay, dad pays the child support money, mom buys the son an Xbox 360 for Christmas.
And dad buys him basketball.
Meanwhile, so he gets the Xbox 360 for Christmas, then meanwhile, next semester at school, he's going to have that much less clothes or that much, you know.
Well, either that or what if it's just his... What if it's
or
just
maybe
his...
it makes dad look bad. Dad can't afford to give
exactly.
him a big-time present.
Yeah, seriously. That's
maybe that is, if this is the problem, dear, and that's what you did, if your intention was to make the ex-husband look bad, shame on you.
Yeah.
You know, I think, no, seriously, shame on you. But if the kid believes in Santa Claus,
it's a different story.
Then how we have a problem?
But you know, what does Santa Claus mean?
It's
does Santa Claus mean
no,
high-end gifts only?
No, you know what it
no,
is.
No, what I'm saying is, if the child believes in Santa Claus, are you saying that the ex-husband is going to say, well, it ain't no Santa Claus, son, that's your mother. Because if the kid believes
well, that's
in
what
Santa
she's afraid
Claus,
of. That's what she's afraid of. She's afraid of.
Well, wait a minute. Either the kid believes in Santa Claus or he don't.
Yeah. He does right now.
All right, then. Is the dad going to bust Santa Claus?
That's what she's
But how's
of.
The kid possibly can bust Santa Claus? And how can he say, Dad, what did you get me?
I think this
it's
is
not
it.
Not two
no,
ways.
I think this is it. I think this is it. I think they're having a communal, even though they're separated, you know, they're having a communal holiday celebration. All the presents are under the tree. Dad says, oh, look what, you know, Santa came to my house. Let's open your mommy's gifts
you
first.
You know how stupid kids are.
No, but listen, they open up and there's new Air Jordans.
No, wait
and Santa,
a minute.
Santa brought me new Air Jordans.
Presents
and then Daddy's house, I brought him like a tube sock.
No. If there's presents under the tree, it means there's names on them.
Right.
Okay. Now, if it just says his name, he don't know who it came from.
Well, that's
so
true.
So why are they madam, whoever that you are,
Linda.
I don't get it.
Linda.
Something ain't right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing about a Christmas gift tag, it doesn't just say to, it also says from.
Yeah, but how is it if he believes in Santa Claus? How can it be dad?
That's what Eddie's point is. He's saying they're all from
See,
Santa.
See, something ain't right here. Get your question together. Yeah. You know, does your kid really, or what's going to happen is what you're really saying, and if you're saying this, that you did it to out there, you'd be honest with the child. Daddy couldn't afford. And why can't the present say from both mom and dad? Why are you going to put your son in a position to pick and choose based on? Because children don't know any better. They are, you know, material minded at first. You know, they look at presents. So my question to you, Linda, is why don't you say this is from daddy and mommy since daddy is giving you the money to buy it? Now you done pissed me off. I mean, seriously, Linda, get a grip. All right? Tell your son You want to make your husband happy and keep peace. And you, if this is really about your son, you don't want him to blow the lid off Christmas. You say this is from mommy and however y'all got Santa Claus configured in this young child's mind. Mommy and daddy talk to Santa Claus about this present. That way we have no problem. Daddy's okay because he doesn't feel like a jerk and like a cheapskate. So Linda, share the wealth. It ain't come out your pocket in the first place.
Ooh, gotcha.
Think about the child, Linda.
Yeah, why couldn't the little cheap gifts been from Santa and the big ones?
Linda, be fair. Stop using your child as a pawn, as a fighting tool. It's going to mess up the child emotionally. How many of our children have come from broken homes because mothers and fathers use them as weapons against their own emotional shortcomings with the other spouse?
And to be honest, mostly the mothers.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to be sexist. Men are just as guilty of that as women. And I'm saying we all need to stop and put the children first. It's a new day in America, and Obama's president.
Boom.
A change. What is it? What's that slogan? A change we must see.
Change we can believe in.
A change we can believe in. Change your attitude, Linda. Stop making your husband look like a cheap fall guy and say, baby, this is from mommy and daddy. Enjoy. Merry Christmas. Santa Claus, talk to mommy and daddy. Whatever little game you playing with your kid's head, it's okay. But you come see my little friend if you don't fucking get it together, Linda.
Mr. Rouse,
yeah.
as we say goodbye to 2008 and welcome 2009, any special holiday wishes as we are fast approaching Christmas?
I wish the entire world peace, that we learn to all get along, that we stop the degradation of our planet and our climate, because this is the womb that we all exist in, and we're all responsible for its outcome. And I hope the leaders of this planet get a fucking grip and stop fucking with people, and be about what you say you're about. You know, I understand business is business and you gotta make hard choices, but make the choice more in favor of the many and not the few. I wish mothers and fathers put their kids first. Don't use them as weapons. I wish everybody that's in love stay in love, and if you ain't in love, I hope you find love. And if you're getting a lot of sex, tell me how. Cause I ain't getting No, seriously, for the new year, follow your dreams, Ethan. All of us follow our dreams, count our blessings, and just understand this. Nobody's promised the next moment, so live it to its fullest and tell all the people that you love them every day of your life. It may be your last. So enjoy yourself. Happy New Year. Drive safe. Drink responsibly. Drug under the wire, if that's what you do. And try to be as honest. I say tell the truth, but try to be honest. It's hard being a human being, man. And in this messed up economy that we have, it's going to get even harder. Even though we all have little, or we all holding on tight to what we do have, I do believe in the principle, if you give out, it comes back. I'm not saying, you know, stress yourself out, but remember, we all are hurting, and at any given time, there go I before the grace of God.
Very well said. The final,
made all that shit up.
The final Eddie Sage-like advice for the year 2008. Eddie, thank you and happy holidays from the entire Pussyfoot family. Huh? Excuse me.
Nah, I'm only kidding, y'all. Yeah, you know, that really sounds weird. And happy holidays to the entire Pussyfoot family. I like that word, pussy. You know, it's a beautiful word.